The Holy Father today also met with the Holy See's representatives to Latin America. The Apostolic Nuncios were meeting this week in Rome to discuss the priorities of the Fifth General Assembly of the Bishops' Conferences of Latin America. Eamon McCarthy has more.
Venerati fratelli.
In his message to the Holy See's representatives, Pope Benedict synthesized the agenda for the upcoming CELAM meeting, which he himself will open during his visit to Brazil this May. He noted the Latin American continent's great tradition of Catholicism, adding that the Church through these centuries has played a fundamental role in creating the Latin American identity. The Pope urged the continent's people to draw on this identity as they face the challenges of the modern world. Pope Benedict started with the defense of the family. He said often this defense gives way to pressures from lobby groups, which can negatively affect legislation on family issues.
L'aiuto per I poveri e la lotta contro la povertà sono.
Pope Benedict went on to mention the social issues of greatest concern at present in Latin America, such as poverty, migration, youth education, and the formation of lay faithful capable of taking an active part in the political and economic reality of their country. But he dwelt with some length on one problem in particular, which is becoming more widespread, the problem of sects.
Una così consolidata.
Pope Benedict said there must be serious reflection given to the attraction that these hold for so many. But he also pointed to solutions. One way of countering these trends, he said, is to properly and fully inform people about the Church's teachings on the great ethical questions.
La Chiesa.
Concluding, Pope Benedict raised a final issue of pastoral relevance, religious freedom, often overlooked yet not always guaranteed across the continent. The Holy Father pointed out that many constitutions limit themselves to conceding freedom of belief but do not yet recognize religious freedom. He expressed his hope that the Church in these countries will soon enjoy relations based on a healthy and respectful collaboration. I'm Eimear McCarthy.